Ani, and welcome to Bombsida, an Aboriginal news magazine program that features news, current affairs, a focus on community and culture, spotlights on entertainment and great tunes, and every flavor from Aboriginal artists. I'm your host, Jennifer Ashwasage. This weekend, Bombsida presents a summer sizzling special, so do turn up your radio and do prepare to feel like dancing to favorites like Derek Miller, Inez, Digging Roots, and more. I'll also play double headers from different artists, but first, your news. Here's your national Aboriginal news. Assembly of First Nations National Chief Sean Atleo says the Federal Indian Act should be repealed. Those words came from the National Chief on the first day of the annual General Assembly of Chiefs in Winnipeg earlier this week. Atleo also says the Department of Indian Affairs should be dismantled. He has described the Indian Act as a collapsing house, falling apart and bashed by the courts. Atleo has also called on First Nation leaders to propose alternatives within 2 years, and he has proposed a new Ministry of First Nations and Crown Relations. And Canada's most trusted contractor, Mike Holmes of Homes on Homes, has signed a partnership agreement with the Assembly of First Nations. National Chief Sean Atleo announced the partnership July 21st at the AFN's annual General Assembly in Winnipeg. The agreement establishes a new pilot project that aims to assist in building homes, enhance community design and planning. The agreement also promises to utilize appropriate green technologies and clean energy sources to improve health and living conditions in First Nation communities. Through the agreement, a First Nation Center of Excellence on Green and Sustainable Community Design is to be established. The AFN and Homes Group will consider which First Nation community will be selected as the pilot project over the next month. The chosen community will have current homes retrofitted, new homes will go up, and green technologies will be incorporated into community buildings. The AFN says the pilot project will lead to the creation of a First Nation community planning tool that can be used by all First Nations. The Munsee Delaware Nation in Ontario has launched its renewable biomass energy tree farm. It's the first of its kind for a First Nation in this country. The community's company is called the Munsee Tree Corporation and will sell tree cuttings and biomass. Munsee Tree Corporation will also generate carbon credits that will be sold to large corporations to offset their greenhouse and gas emissions. The tree farm is a joint venture between the community and the Southern First Nation Secretariat. The federal Liberals are saying the Harper government isn't dealing with the issue of missing and murdered Aboriginal women in Canada. Earlier this year, in March, the Harper government promised it would spend $10 million to deal with the issue. The Liberals have charged that the federal government has sat on its hands doing nothing. Winnipeg South Central MP Anita Neville spoke with reporters at the Winnipeg Convention Centre on July 21st at the site of the three-day Assembly of First Nations National Meeting. Neville told media nothing has been forthcoming and we're waiting. The Winnipeg Free Press reports it's now believed that 580 Aboriginal girls and women have been murdered or gone missing in Canada since 1970, more than half of them since 2000. Neville says Liberal leader Michael Ignatieff has promised a public inquiry into the matter. The federal government has announced it will invest $177 million in Manitoba for on-reserve child welfare. The funding, spread over 5 years, is to bring on-reserve child welfare into line with the funding model in the rest of the province. Manitoba Family Services Minister Gord McIntosh says the aim of the program is to help reduce apprehensions. He says the most recent statistic indicated that about 85% of the 8,600 children in care in Manitoba are Aboriginal. Elsie Flett, CEO of the Southern CFS Authority, believes the resources aimed at intervening when families show early warning signs of breakdown will help keep kids from entering the child welfare system. And another funding boost, this one for youth in the Northwest Territories. The territorial government is investing $500,000 to help with the operational costs of 34 youth centers in the territory. Former Governor General Adrian Clarkson is promoting the Dialogue Circles project in Vancouver. That project is a relationship-building program between the Aboriginal and immigrant communities. She believes the project will help develop a deeper and healthier link between Canada's past and its future, which is not something that was available to Clarkson when she attended elementary school in Ottawa. Clarkson says her grade 6 class were studying Native Indians and had to design a miniature village. And it wasn't until decades later that she learned there were Algonquin and Manawagi communities within 40 miles of the city where they could have visited. She told the Globe and Mail it would have been more worthwhile to go to either of the reserves and learn from the people there. Clarkson thinks it's vital that immigrants, the fastest growing segment of the population, understands the Aboriginal experience. In Manitoba, several Aboriginal communities will be discussing how to improve health care. Consultations will be held this coming fall with members of the Garden Hill, St. Teresa Point, Red Sucker Lake, and Wasagamuk First Nations. The talks will focus on birth, maternal health care, mental health and addiction services, chronic disease management, and rehabilitation. Manitoba Premier Greg Salinger says it's unacceptable that there are 10,000 people living in the Island Lake region without local access to health care. He made that announcement at the Assembly of First Nations Annual General Meeting. And that's your National Aboriginal News.
Ooh, you better wake up. Man, it's like you're dead and gone. See you moving around the same old neighborhood. Same old thoughts in your head spin around and around, round. Oh, I know that you're a city boy. You got a chance to go, would you come out to a new world? I promise that I'll take it slow, Are you ready? Come on now. It's a new world, talk to fire. Listen to the drum beat, fix my heartbeat. Have a little fun now, talk to fire. Look like you're burning off. Think you need a new experience. Need a little power in your soul. See the people get excited. They know the best is yet to come. And you can see the people.
glad you wanna know. Really though, we need a lot of progression. And for you, I'm an addict, asthmatic, it's out of the question. You got me dizzy, straight seeing stars. Yo, Inez, I think I need CPR.
That was Inez with Breathe, and before that, Buffy St. Marie with Chocho Fire, and this is Bombsida's Summer Sizzlin' Special. Derek Miller right now is promoting his newest CD, Derek Miller with Double Trouble, which according to his MySpace site, takes us to the heart of Native Americana romanticism. It uses vintage tones, an aesthetic of the 50s rock and roll with a modern twist, telling the story of a mythical man who has a blind moment of insanity, and the events that got him to that point. The development in his newest recordings describe in a metaphorical way the trials and tribulations of the artist, and I look forward to playing songs from Miller's new album in another episode of Bombsida, but for right now, we go back to Miller's first CD from 2002, Music is the Medicine, and have a listen to one of my favorites, Lovesick Blues, followed by Wishing Well from Dirty Looks, which came out in 2006.
Come to me, baby, one more on my wishing well. I'm wishing I could break a spell. Light another cigarette on the other side of sunset. Morning comes and you're not there. You never ever play me fair. Sitting on my wishing well, wishing I could break your spell. 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 I like the way that you make me ache. I like the way that you make it burn.
Amaro has certainly earned his stripes. The singer-songwriter from Winnipeg grew up in a very musical family. His dad is a bluegrass country guitar player and his mom an amazing unsolicited singer. Amaro has two CDs out, Deepening, which came out last year, and Change Your Life, and that came out in 2006. Let's hear a cut from his album Change Your Life. Here's If You Want To.
Hold on, it will be a while until you find yourself in this place. It won't take long for you to see. You gotta go deeper to be set free. If you might try and walk this life alone, you'll find yourself far from home. Take my word and you're gonna know. Life gets better when you're not alone. You walk the road, but you walk alone. Forget the ones you've always known. There's more to life than broken hearts. You see it clearly, you gotta go back to start. Try and walk this life alone. You'll find yourself far from home. Take my word and you're gonna know that life gets better. So many more we don't see. We try so so hard to push away, but the ties that bind us are here to stay. Try and walk this life alone, you'll find yourself far from home. Take my word and you're gonna know that life gets better.
Yesterday, yeah, today.
That was Story of a Girl from Donna Marrow's second album, Deepening, which came out last year, and was our second doubleheader for Bombsida. Now we're going to check out some tunes by Digging Roots, a real dynamic duo. The duo, Raven Kanajakta and Shoshona Kish, are a really busy couple. If they're not on the road, they're busy at home with their family or jamming out in their studio in Ontario. And they have been described as new leaders of the old school rebel music. And according to Canadian Music Wiki, from the first listen, the songs about culture, freedom, and identity are undeniably hard-hitting, hopeful, and honest. The songwriting team combined the elements of their traditional Indigenous influences, hip-hop, folk, reggae, blues, and roots with an uncommon sensibility. So I'll play something from both their albums, Seeds and We Are. First, let's hear from Seeds. Here's Wake Up and Rise.
All lies and trickery. acid, brainwash apples. Oh yes, oh yes, stay soft and now. You wait too long, you wait too long, and they rot. And that's why we got to wake up and rise. Lost said, wake up and much. I said this colonial system, you know you just can't trust it. They'll be trying to cover it up with the politics and their games. I said the resistance isn't our people, and it's never ever straight. We're 5 centuries behind us now, and pretending they cannot see. I said the federal law still hands out these farm-like responsibilities in this judiciary of death. It ain't nothing but a stall. I said the issue is respect, and believe me, we demand it all. And for the brothers back home, you're so carrying your own way. You can't always be getting the sisters to be dishing out the plates again. The issue is respect for your women and your kids, and it's sad when the oppressed start to adopt the colonial mindset, and when the oppressed become the oppressors, and it rocks to the core. It's not the young people stand up, cause believe me, they'll offer more. So get to know yourself, understand your history and your past, cause when you're walking down this road, gotta give your destiny the chance that it deserves, cause it's 2 steps forward and it's 1 step back. You know that resistance is practice, and assimilation was the molding cast. When our traditional knowledge rising up from the underground, you know it's never been lost. It's our ancestors and grandmothers who have paid past costs. So get to know your laws and your own citizenship, because if you live by your roots, well, I said now, cause if you live by your roots, well, you'll be protected all by the branches. Well, I said, wake up and wake up and rise.
Soldiers on front line, yes you are, and I know Everybody's got her burden to bear. Well, know sometimes the way gets you heavy, but turn me on.
Strong and Beautiful from Digging Roots' second album, We Are, which garnered them a Juno earlier this year for Best Aboriginal Album of the Year. Now here's another one of my favorites, Burnt Project One, and like Digging Roots, they have a range of genres and an eclectic sound from Roxy Blues to Funk, and also use many different instruments in their music, including sitar, sax, hand percussion, and acoustic and electric guitars. Here's Dead Men.
Even I scream out loud. soul parted the flesh to press into another dimension, ascending in descension to separate the heart's life from being to free falling. As a spirit riding in the winds, storming, gliding on the thunder, down under the altar of dead men. Yet behold, not all dead men die to never live again.
You've been listening to Bombsidaw with Jennifer Ashwasige. Bombsidaw is an Aboriginal news magazine program which includes current affairs, arts and entertainment in a cross-genre of music from Aboriginal artists. Bombsidaw means walking together in the Anishinaabe language. Music for the program is courtesy of Burnt Project One. If you have comments or story ideas, visit my website at bombsedaw.com. That's B-A-M-O-S-E-D-A. And thanks for listening to Bombsidaw.